Yeah.
Okay, this is my third part of the special report about the connection to the Dutch and the Irish mafia, basically on the basis of the IRT scandal, of course, that played out in the end of the 90s. This is just mind-blowing. I was telling about this connection through the abduction and to the kidnapping of beer billionaires. Well, it is completely amazing, because what are the facts now? It was in 1983, of course, that Heineken was kidnapped, and 3 years later, there was this Guinness Harris in Ireland. How significant is that? Because never anywhere in the world has this kind of things happened, that a beer billionaire was kidnapped. But it is also proven that the two criminals that did this had connection. They knew each other. That was John Cunningham in the Guinness case and Willem Holleder, of course, in the Heineken case. Maybe people can Google it. Maybe they can find something when you Google these names together. I will be very, because I cannot Google in prison, but I will be very curious what this will result in. And I can also now disclose that they met each other in the Netherlands through a guy called George Mitchell, who was also nicknamed the Penguin in his criminal nickname. And he is one of the big guys also in the Irish Mafia. So, and he was also in the Netherlands. So there must be so much information out there in the Netherlands, because the police have been involved in this Irish Mafia big time. And basically nearly nothing has come in the public domain of this whole Irish connection. But this is, of course, and what it makes it even more crazy is, I don't know if there's any connection with the hijacking and the kidnapping of the beer billionaires, but both Heineken and Guinness names are found in Epstein's black book. You don't make it up. What are the chances of that? So I would say there must be also a connection through this kidnapping of the beer billionaires right through the pedophile networks to Epstein. But I don't know. What can I say? I can just bring you some facts. I hope people will do some research that I would love to do when I would have been out of prison, but I cannot do. But, well, you know, this is all crazy. And, of course, the significance of all this, of course, is only to show that the Dutch government that wants to have me extradited are the biggest criminals themselves. This is the reason, of course, why I tell all this, to show the people how criminal the Dutch government is. And that they are partly responsible also, because this Irish Mafia, the death toll there, it's maybe even 100 that are just... There was a period in Dublin where there were executions every day. That was not so long ago, only 6-7 years ago, that this was going on in Dublin, and also on the Costa and on Mallorca and all these places. Okay, this is my third update. Thank you very much.